The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back here to start out the second hour of the weekend edition. Hey, I hope you guys had a really good 4th of July yesterday. You know, at the risk of getting sentimental, I have to say, I'm pretty patriotic. I'm pretty critical, but I'm pretty patriotic. And I got to tell you, watching those fireworks last night really was a big deal to me. That and the Coors Light. We've got Coors Light Temple with us. We've got Chris Temple with us right now, along with Dean Linden, talking a little bit about the National Investor. Dean, we were talking off mic a little bit about how Chris got started in this business. And you had a couple of questions.
Yeah, Chris, how does one come to be that as passionate as you are about? I know you as primarily a gold investor, but how did you get interested in this space?
Well, I'll tell you. Back when I was graduating high school, I was courted by two brothers who were partners in a regional financial planning firm where I grew up in Binghamton, New York, Dean. And make a long story short, rather than going on for several years of college as I had initially planned to do, to get an accounting degree and settle into a job that was waiting for me at IBM, I decided to forget college and got licensed. At the age of 18, I had my insurance and securities licenses. By the time I was 20, I was one of the two principals of our little broker-dealer firm. And this was at a time in the late 1970s where we had stagflation. We saw a lot of asset classes doing particularly well, especially commodities. And one of the mutual funds that we were really big on was one that had taken a disproportionate share at the time in agriculture and energy and precious metals. In 1979, that fund went up 32%. In 1980, it was up 61%. And although we saw in later years with the tech boom in the 90s, you know, returns like that, in those days, you never saw things like that. So here I am, you know, young kid, green behind the ears, all that kind of thing, and dealing with people old enough to be my parents, if not my grandparents, and all of a sudden, I'm a hero. You know, I'm putting them into things, and their mutual funds are doing great. Well, then what happened? All of a sudden, instead of these things going up 1 or 2 or 3% a month, they start going down. And this started happening for successive months. And I'm asking my senior partner of my firm, I'm asking the wholesaler for the mutual fund company itself, and anybody who will listen, what's happening here? Why are these things going down? Should we be doing something different? And what do you think the answer was I got each time? Don't worry about it. Don't try and time the market. You're in it for the long term and all this kind of thing. Now, looking back, we know that a fellow by the name of Paul Volcker became chairman of the Federal Reserve with the mandate to wring out that rapidly rising commodity price inflation that we had in the late 70s, and he indeed did that. And I was beside myself, Dean, and you know, Alan Corr, you know this story to a lesser extent. Why didn't we tell people to sell these things? Why, when it was so obvious to people, and we're calling ourselves experts, why didn't we get people out of harm's way? And so it really hit home to me at an early point in my career, the fact that I don't care who you are, and this doesn't mean everybody's evil people, but the average broker, the average financial planner is a salesman. You know, I was trained to sell products and to tell people who to make the checkout to. I wasn't supposed to understand the Fed. I wasn't supposed to understand macroeconomics. But I got caught with my pants down, and I resolved that I'm never going to let that happen to me again. And I haven't. I began to study finance. I began to study the Federal Reserve and understand what makes the system tick. And my main job is to impart that knowledge over 30-plus years to my subscribers and come up with strategies that will not only make them money, but more important, avoid these kinds of big declines that I, you know, was baptized with when I got into this industry.
Chris, what I really like about your newsletter is that it isn't like, say, 40 pages long as some of these newsletters are. You cover very relevant topics. You don't necessarily follow a schedule where you put everything out, say, at 2 o'clock on a Monday. If something catches your eye, you update all your subscribers and you let them know just what you're thinking and how to play the market. This must just take a long time and a lot of reading to stay up to date on everything, doesn't it?
Well, it does. I mean, anybody, on the one hand, you can say there's no such thing as an original thinker, because any of us in journalism or in the media, we're getting information from any number of sources, and we're finding what we agree with, we're investigating what maybe we agree with, we're dismissing what we think is nuts, and in the end, coming out with our own product, if you will. And I think that what I've been able to add to that is an understanding, unlike most have, of exactly what makes the system tick. I mean, people can look at an older version on my website, but one that's very relevant, of a special report that I've just updated and I'm giving to my subscribers. It's called Understanding the Game. And I've spoken on this subject for many years all around North America. I've written about it many times. And what I always tell people, and I'll promise our audience today, is that if you take just an hour's time or so and read through this report, digest it, you will, at the end of the day, know more about what makes all of this system work than your average banker and stockbroker does. And you will be equipped to understand, you know, when you hear people fighting over this inflation and deflation argument, you'll know who is going to be right and why.
You know, we have a very interesting situation right now going on, certainly in the financial community. We have a very interesting situation going on in the political arena. You know, in terms, it's interesting, Chris, but guys like yourself, Eric Coffin, you know, the other regular guests on our program, Rick Ackerman, everybody, you know, they understand the validity of understanding the correlation between finance and politics. The two definitely go hand in hand. And I have to say, one of the reasons that we're having you and some of your colleagues, you know, as front and center on the show this weekend is we really want to impart one thing, and that is people need to realize they have to be simply as informed as they possibly can. I got one last question for you, Dean, and that is, you know, you just spent 2 weeks in China on business. Do you find the level of acumen in terms of finance and political issues to be higher in the Far East than we do in the United States? We're down to about 2 minutes, by the way, here.
You know, that's a difficult question to answer, primarily because there's such a big cultural and language gap. I mean, I didn't speak to anybody for a week other than an interpreter and through an interpreter. So I can say that, you know, specifically in my business, you know, you spend 20 minutes doing a presentation to a group of mainland Chinese residents, and you're pitching something, and it's very difficult to get across the enthusiasm that you have for your project, because it's going through an interpreter, and then, you know, the questions that come back through the interpreter give you a very good indication that they didn't perhaps completely understand the point that you're trying to get across. You know, as far as you know, how they feel about commodities over there, they all want to be buying hard assets. They want to buy, you know, they're looking to buy concentrate. They're looking to get their hands on, you know, whatever tangible assets they can get their hands on. That much came through loud and clear, whether it was through an interpreter or not.
Dean, I always find those comments interesting on what is going on over in Asia, because it feels like a different world, but yet we know how much money and just the intelligence that is over there. Chris, it's also a pleasure talking to you on a daily basis. If anybody wants more information on what Chris does, come check out our favorite site section and click on the banner ad for The National Investor. It's a great publication. Al and myself are subscribed to it, read it on a very regular basis, and also chat to Chris on a regular basis. It's important to stay up to date on what's going on macroeconomically, I think, just because we have a lot of people that talk technicals, but macroeconomics and fundamentals are one thing that does win out in the end. Sometimes it just takes a little longer, but in the long term, fundamentals are key, I truly believe. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We're going to wrap up this particular subject matter, for lack of better term, subject matter being the importance of incredible information with our friend Eric Coffin. Eric is the co-founder of the Hard Rock Analyst, probably one of the most respected publications out there, not only by readers and certainly not only by our listeners, but also, Eric, I got to tell you, man, by the people who are the most difficult critics, and that is your colleagues. I don't know anybody who's ever had anything negative to say about your deal. How did you and your brother get started?
David and I were running an exploration business way back in the day. Dave went to Haileybury School of Mines, and he was working with a consulting group in Vancouver. And when I graduated from my finance degree, I was foolish enough to let him talk me into going into this company to try to clean. It had some issues on the financial side. It was just kind of a mess, and I went in and helped clean that up. Ultimately, that evolved into David and I actually forming a separate company ourselves to do exploration consulting. You know, we did early stage exploration work and claim staking and a lot of work on industrial mineral stuff. And one of the contracts that we had over the years was helping to set up a very large database of company information on the exploration sector. And in doing that, we basically spent a couple of years pretty much reading everything that crossed the news wires in order to help build this database. And one thing we found back then, at least, was that a lot of the newsletters around, you know, we found newsletters that were basically started and run by kind of straight finance guys. They were essentially stock newsletters, technical charting, that sort of stuff. There were a couple, but really not many back then, newsletters that had a more technical bent, a more geological bent, if you will, but nothing that seemed to really combine both of them, and we thought there was a niche there. So we started publishing coverage on companies just to test the waters, if you will. We were actually doing it on the internet. This was when the internet was barely even born. We got a very good response to that and then started up the Hard Rock Analyst newsletter formally in 1995. And Dave and I, you know, we looked around and we said, look, there's no point writing reports on say Goldcorp or Barrick or Teck. I mean, there's obviously nothing wrong with any of those companies, but there's a million people doing that, and the world just doesn't need another report on that type of companies. So partially because we didn't think there was a niche there, and partially because our own sort of preferences swung more to the early stage stuff, we tended to focus on early stage companies, ones that are early in the exploration cycle, sort of pre-drilling or immediately post-discovery, because our feeling is that that type of company is where you can really generate large gains if there's exploration success. I mean, granted, these aren't low-risk situations. We tried to find companies that had a combination of generally three things, and that's money, of course, because money's the lifeblood of exploration. Good exploration projects with targets that had real scale potential, you know, preferably two or three of them in a company, although companies do need to focus on one or two things to get the market's attention. Traders just won't pay attention to more than a couple of things. And, of course, and equally important, in my opinion, is the ability to generate interest in the company. You've got to have guys in management or associated with the company that know how to promote and get the story out, because there's hundreds of these companies around, and the ones that are successful are the ones that can get attention and keep traders focused on them.
You know, I agree with you 100% on that one. I got to tell you, I have too many years in this business, Eric. I don't think I put you quite in that category yet, because I got a number of years on you. But in terms of expertise, you're certainly well up there with the best of them. But I have to say, the one thing that I have learned is you talk about promotion, and to a lot of unsophisticated investors, promotion is a dirty word, and it really shouldn't be, for all of the reasons that you have been discussing here. The fact of the matter is, you can have the greatest deal in the world, but if the world doesn't know about it, it's absolutely worthless. The word has to be out there. One of the most difficult challenges that I faced when I was really wet behind the ears in this particular industry, though, is being able to size up ape stock promoter, for lack of better terms, and determine whether he was a good guy or a bad guy. And that's been my challenge, fortunately, over the years. Fortunately, of late, I would have to say, most of the folks in this particular business truly are good guys today. Would you agree with me?
Yeah, I guess he can, you know, it's sort of ironic to put it this way, I guess, but one of the advantages of a long bear market is that it tends to get rid of some of the more unsavory types, because they, most of the really not so nice promoters, if you will, are, they're basically ambulance chasers. So effectively, you're going to find those guys in whatever the hottest sector is at the time. And I think the evolution of this sector over the last 15 or 20 years, with maybe a smaller subset of core investors, but core investors that have more experience and more knowledge, basically, you know, people have figured out who the bad guys are, and they simply find it much more difficult to get attention. I mean, companies that do the kind of stuff that got attention 10 years ago just don't get that attention anymore, in part because I just don't think people fall for that. And that's a good thing, you know. Yeah, maybe there's less companies around that are trading like banshees, but I'd rather have companies trading for rational reasons and not see people getting raped by promoters. I mean, those guys are off in internet land now, or they're touting marijuana stories or whatever, but they're not around here anymore.
Eric, no doubt that you've been around the industry for quite a while, one of the really good guys in the industry. We only have about a minute and a half left. How has the industry changed over the past 20 years, I'd say?
By definition, it's gotten a lot more technical. I mean, in the post-Briex era, the regulatory restrictions got much more tight. It's a lot harder to talk about things without having specific scientific background, and you've got to have a qualified person signing off on essentially every news release. That's a big change that I don't think a lot of people outside of Canada, for instance, understand. I still see a lot of comments in U.S. media about, you know, the Wild West and the nasty Vancouver Exchange. The truth of the matter is, the bar that you have to get over in order to be able to report things in Vancouver or Canada generally is actually much higher than it is almost anywhere else. That's not a bad thing. The only bad side of that, and I don't really think it's a positive, is they've made it so difficult for promoters to lay out the story in a news release. You really can't do any sort of supposition or projection or this is what this target might look like. You know, in the short run, that's a difficulty when it comes to raising money. In the long run, I suspect it's going to be an advantage, oddly enough, for people like me, because the market needs guys like Eric Coffin and John Kaiser and Brent Cook and Lawrence Ralston to say, look, this is what this might mean. This is what this might be worth. You're taking a chance here. It's the big casino, but this is the potential payoff if things work out, because basically companies can't say that anymore. The regulators won't let them.
Absolutely. This industry needs more guys like you. The guys that we bring on our show on a regular basis, you guys truly are some of the good guys, and it speaks volumes to your credibility and respectability, I think. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back discussing some contemporary political issues with Glenn Downs.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. A couple of political issues that are, I think, first and foremost in everybody's mind right now. First of all, we are chatting right now with Glenn Downs. Glenn, I got to tell you, this thing with the illegal immigration is really, really starting to blow up. You know, the L.A. Main station, CBS News in L.A. announced that there are now demonstrations occurring whenever the buses are in the vicinity, bringing people into the area. You sent me an email containing an attachment showing the, I believe it was a congressman from Oklahoma who was denied access to the I don't even know what to call them, I guess immigration facilities that have been kind of cobbled together by the border. I have to tell you, I really wonder at this moment in time, you know, there's all kinds of thoughts out there about people saying, well, you know, the administration is doing this purposely, they want to get more voters, blah, blah, blah. I think that that's probably not, whether or not that's accurate, I don't think is the issue, but I think the fact of the matter is the situation has gotten totally out of hand, and I personally feel that the Mexicans in this case are very definitely taking advantage of us. What do you think? I don't think there's any conspiracy behind it. What do you think?
Well, actually, Al, the reports are that a lot of these people are coming from Central America, even further south of Mexico, and they're transiting, obviously, through Mexico to get up here, because the word has been out, literally in newspapers, that if you come north and you can make it, you can stay. And there's actually cheat sheets that have been found that have been printed up instructing in Spanish people what to say to the Border Patrol or how to surrender themselves. And frankly, they have been allowed into the country, and they are being allowed to stay. And the response of the administration has been to house people in these, sometimes on a military basis, but it seems like they're trying to find other facilities. It's very secretive. Not a lot of sunshine here. And you see, obviously, when you have not only the press being kept away, but members of Congress being kept out of facilities. And you have people who were with the Border Patrol who are saying anonymously for fear of losing their jobs that they're being told not to just let people in. If they come here, don't apprehend them at the border and take them right back, but take them into custody the way they're being done before being dispersed around the country. And if they talk about it, they're told that they would lose their jobs. So it's all very, very disconcerting. At the same time, you have the President of the United States who yesterday said in a press conference, not specifically about this issue, but on the whole range of issues on which he is either superseding law or failing to enforce law, he literally said, so sue me. So sue me. So now we're to a point we have a president who does not, you know, part of the U.S. Constitution is part of that oath of office is to faithfully execute the laws of the land, not just, you can't just ignore the law. But that appears to be what he seems to be doing.
Glenn, one thing that really struck with me that Al mentioned on the start of this segment was that this could be politically motivated to get more votes. How come these illegal immigrants that just come across the border are allowed to vote?
Well, they're not supposed to be allowed to vote. Of course, then most of this latest great influx are allegedly underage people that are not yet 18 years old. Some are very, very young, but a great many seem to be very older teenagers, just haven't reached the age of 18. There are a lot of theories about why, and they're just theories about what might be the motivation, what's the political motivation. One theory that's been propounded is that this is a effort to gin up or motivate the really hardcore Democratic base vote, which to try to overcome what looks like a big, good Republican year this fall. Looks like it's going to be a bad year for Democrats and a better year for Republicans. And the turnout models seem to indicate that the hardest core Democratic voters are discouraged and not likely to come out. So this would really, I guess, theoretically energize, if you follow this theoretically energize that part of the Democratic base vote that is highly motivated by the idea of amnesty for people who came here illegally. That's one theory. Another theory is they have been trying to force action in the House of Representatives on some sort of an immigration reform bill, quote unquote, that would contain some aspect of amnesty in this Congress in the year 2014, before this year's election. And the idea being that it would look like there's an immediate and ongoing crisis and the public would call upon a Congress to act and do something to regularize people and, I suppose, theoretically stem the tide of illegal aliens as part of an overall immigration reform package. If that's what their plan was, it backfired and worked exactly the opposite. It looked as if it didn't matter what law you passed or didn't pass, the president was not going to enforce the law. So therefore, the Republican Party is very split on this whole amnesty issue. There are different aspects of amnesty, different degrees of amnesty. But it completely backfired if that's what they were trying to do. And in the long run, the thinking is you are reshaping the demographics of the country, and demographics in the long run are destiny. And so obviously, there's a reason why Democrats are almost universally in favor of some kind of amnesty and Republicans much less so. The sort of the Chamber of Commerce wing of the party is much more accommodating to the idea of having some form of quote-unquote regularization of these illegal immigrants. And I guess the old joke is, we've talked about it before, Al, is the Democrats want cheap votes and the Republicans want cheap labor, and they conspire together to allow. That is sort of the natural result, I suppose, of decades of willfully turning a blind eye to this immigration issue. And we have, and the United States has some of the most generous legal immigration laws in the world. The United States is, present law is not anti-immigrant. It's, we have a couple of million legal immigrants coming into, additional ones coming into the city, to this country every year under present law. But this is what we're talking about is an addition to that. And the implications of all of this, for our budgetary situation down the road, are really incalculable. As we talked about before, right now, the Senate just voted a couple of weeks ago to spend an additional $2 billion to take care of the illegal immigrants. This surge of illegal immigrants that have just come over in the last 6 weeks or so really began this tidal wave. And so that's an immediate couple of billion dollars out of pocket. But then you get into the whole social cost down the road. And I'm talking about dollars and cents social cost. I'm not talking about what the proper mix of the population should be or anything like that. I'm talking about the social cost. These are not the, you know, other countries decide, if you want to go to New Zealand takes in immigrants, but they take in immigrants that they believe will benefit them. That you have to have a point system, and it's not just my mother's mother got in here. We had an anchor baby in here, so your second cousin three times removed can come get a green card. No, you have to show that you are not going to be a burden to their society. You have to show you're going to bring something to the table in their society. The New Zealand will be better off, demonstrably better off in a material way. Or you're welcome to visit, but you're not welcome to stay in this country.
Yeah. Having said that, though, I think that's really interesting. I want to get in on that in the second segment, but I want you to think about one thing during the station break, and that is, it's interesting how the president is absolutely, totally snubbing Rick Perry, the governor of Texas. I mean, can't this guy, and I'm talking about the president right now, can't he let his guard down and work with everybody? I don't get it. We're going to chat about that in the next segment.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, welcome back. Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. You know, I'm a little angry, I have to say, about the fact that the White House is not communicating. This is only according to what I'm reading on the various wire services. The White House isn't communicating at all with the governor's office in Texas. I mean, boy, you talk about setting up a stone wall between the federal government and the local government down there. I think that this is, in my opinion, this is a huge, huge mistake. I mean, Glenn, how could it be anything but a huge mistake, man?
Well, Al, for decades now, we've had a drift away, more than decades, probably since the inception of the Republic, there's been a drift away from decentralized power across the, you know, between the federal government and the 50, now 50 sovereign states, and then within the federal government too, the founders obviously set up a separation of powers between the states with limited power for the federal government, and that's drifted over a 200 year period, drifted to where we are today. And then within the federal government, obviously, we have the three branches of government, and there's supposed to be a dynamic tension. There's never supposed to be any final word. No one's got the final word. It's supposed to be each branch of government's got certain enumerated powers, and if they exercise them in the way that they're capable of, if somebody tries to take too much power from your branch, you have ways of getting it back. But the executive branch is just the federal government has collected more and more and more power over time, and this is just the latest manifestation of a long going trend. And of course, further, if you keep going down this road, you can get to some pretty dark and ugly things. But frankly, the Congress, for example, has to the extent if you have as a member of Congress going down to the border and trying to inspect oversight of a executive branch facility, and they're denied entry. The only way anything's going to happen with that is if Congress demands something be done with it as an institution. But what's happened is that we've moved somehow from a parliamentary form of government seems to have been overlaid over a representative constitutional system. So instead of saying, hey, if you're a Democrat, for example, with the Democratic president, instead of saying, listen, we're on the same team, but you're not my boss. You know, I'm a independently elected constitutional officer in a different branch of government, and we might work together, but I have rights and prerogatives, too, that you have to respect just like I have to respect yours. Instead, what's happened is the Democratic members of Congress, by and large, become cheerleaders and apologists for the Democratic president, and Republican members of Congress become cheerleaders and apologists for Republican presidents. So when you need legitimate oversight over, in this instance, this immigration natural INS or it's ICE now, Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and then of course the military facilities where they're holding these illegal immigrants. But Congress does have, as enumerated by the Constitution, legitimate oversight responsibility for these sorts of things. And if the executive branch denies them the ability to exercise that power, it's up to Congress to take it back. It's not up for Congress to sort of hope they give it back or for Congress to sort of hope public opinion forces it back. You have to do it. But until Congress or the states exercise the constitutional powers that they have and stand up to the federal government, and then more specifically in this case the executive branch, we're saying more and more and more concentration of power, not only in Washington but in the hands of one man. Towards the end of Rome, you know, it was, I guess, nominally still a republic, but the Roman Senate just kind of got together and bloviated, while the Caesars were the ones that really exercised all the power. And we have a would-be American Caesar right now in the White House, and unless and until the other elected representatives and governors of the sovereign states stand up and demand that they have their rights back, I doubt Mr. Obama is going to just hand it to them.
Glenn, it really sounds like there's this consolidation of power that has happened and it continues to happen in the U.S. political system. Why do you think it got this way? Is it just because people are power hungry and they want more control than anybody?
Well, I think it's human nature that people in these positions, these political offices, you know, want things done their way. And this was something you can go back and read. It's been a while since I've read the Federalist Papers, but if you go back, these things were actually talked about. This is the fear of too much centralized power. You know, people are trying to get away from the king, and they thought a lot about how to set up government in a way to make sure that no one person got that much power. But then and the clearly enumerated powers within the Constitution for the different office holders don't allow what's happened, but yet it has. And so, under people pointing to things like the General Welfare Clause and all kinds of broadly, elastically defined terms, end up doing kind of what they want. And because usually there's some sort of carrot, somebody's benefiting from that out there. They like it the way that it is. And frankly, there are a lot of people that you can think, whether it's you know, there's this whole deep state argument, too, that separate and apart from the elected officials, there is a whole cadre of unelected, unaccountable parts of the government who are really making an awful lot of the decisions. You know, nobody passed a bill saying the NSA has the right to do what they do. They just do it. And you think, who are these people? And how did they make these rules? And what are these rules? And what kind of recourse do people have? And what sorts of checks and balances do they have? Well, nobody knows. And so whether it's central bankers who are making decisions about the supply of money, the cost of money, the availability of credit, you know, money and credit's one half of every transaction in the economy. Nobody elected these people, and it's not just the governors, the board of governors that say at the Fed, for example, that do have to have at least Senate confirmation. It's more of a rubber stamp. So that's how you can end up having the guy who was the head of the Central Bank of Israel now comes over and he's the vice chairman of the Federal Reserve Board here in the United States. The guy who was the head of the central bank in Canada is now the head of the central bank in Great Britain. And so, and nobody elected these people, but they're making huge decisions that affect the lives of all of us. And similarly, just to bring it full circle back to this situation down on the border, there are a lot of people at a lot of layers of government that are making decisions of it, say, we're not going to. Did Barack Obama stand up there and say, you know, you can't allow any congressman to come into any of these facilities? Yeah, probably not. But somebody in his name or down the chain of command in his name is making those decisions. Who are these people? Who are they accountable to? Nobody knows. They don't seem to be accountable to anybody.
You know, here's a very, very interesting survey that was just released. From June 24th to June 30th, Quinnipiac University did a survey of 1,446 registered voters nationwide, okay? This was under the direction of Dr. Douglas Schwartz of the university. This particular university conducts public opinion surveys in Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Florida, Ohio, Virginia. Got to go keep on going here. Iowa, Colorado, and the nation in general as a public service for research. Very, very interesting that 55% of, this was with a margin of error of 2.6% either way. Listen to this. 50% of the people feel that the president, 55% of the people give the president negative opinions on handling the economy, 57% negative opinions on foreign policy, 58% negative on health care, and what is it, 50% negative for the environment, 44% negative for terrorism, which I think is rather interesting. Now, having said that, the headline of this particular press release is that, quote, Obama is first as worst president since World War II. How about them apples? Hope you guys enjoyed the show this week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.